Give it here. Give it here. Ah, you motherfucker. I said, what are you doing, you motherfucker? Give him the... Give it here.
He's like, motherfucker, you want my airtime? I'll tell you what's up. He's a good little boy.
Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome once again. Here we are. It's episode 12, Knock Knock. That's the name of this one. It's a beautiful Sunday. We are hanging out here in Realm Studios, broadcasting, of course, not live, but, you know, we're live right now. If you check us out on iTunes...
That makes no sense whatsoever.
None. If you check us out on iTunes and Stitcher, we're
it's
free.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because we have some new audio stuff going on today, and one of them is our mentally challenged tech support line that we called earlier this week. But... Oh, boy. But anyway, check us out on iTunes. Please go to iTunes and subscribe. You want to go check us out at Stitcher.com, of course. Download the Stitcher app for your phone. Download the iTunes podcast app for your phone. You can check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. We also have an email address, kings@kingsofthepodcastle. You can reach us anytime through that. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle.
So, and that's our hour, folks. So we're done.
Yeah. Everybody have I know. Well, you got to get through all that stuff. Devin, you
thanks, Captain Patience over there.
I know. Man, Devin's been begging to start this damn thing.
And he was the last one to get hour. Here, too.
I'm here, everybody. Let's start the show.
Let's talk about where we're going to be coming up. Devin, I know that you have a few shows coming up. One of them, I believe, is in Miami, so it's going to be tough for anybody to get out there.
Yes, if you're in the Miami area, 26th through 28th with John Witherspoon at Miami Improv, April 26th through 28th. And then May 1st, hosting for you.
That's
and May
right.
17th at the High Octane Saloon.
Yeah, yeah. I will be competing in the Opportunity Knox stand-up competition that's being hosted by Side Splitters in Tampa. It is a Wednesday night, which I think sucks ass because, you
people
know...
People still go out on Wednesday nights, though.
Yeah, but...
come out to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but, you know, it's a Wednesday night, which means it's a school night, it's a work night, everything else. It starts
right.
at 8:30.
So you're not going to get the 16-year-olds at your show.
And, you know, and
well,
that's
I'm
really...
not going, then.
That's really the goal, you know? No, it's just it's an hour away, but... I hope people still end up coming out. And I know that all the people around in Tampa and the Side Splitter regulars will probably be there. But, you know, it's nice to know that your friends are going to be there. And a lot of them won't be able to make it because it's a Wednesday night. But anyway, we got that going on. What else is happening? What else happened over the weekend? Oh, we did Sluice last night again.
Yeah,
yes.
that was fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. It was supposed to be a winner's showcase, but it fell apart, horribly.
And I would like to thank you guys.
As far as that goes, it fell apart.
Especially thank you, Mike, for calling me at the last second and say, hey, we got room for somebody if you can get up here. And it took me a little over an hour to get there. And it was cool. They gave me a 10-minute spot. I was like, wow, this is my first 10 minutes.
Which usually you guys do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's usually a 5-minute showcase. You know, it's basically an open mic, but it's always it's a contest.
Right.
So if you show up or if you let them know in advance that you're going to be there, they'll give you 5 minutes, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But last night was supposed to be anybody who's won it in the past, blah, 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 blah. Well, I showed up at 9:45, which is actually late. You're supposed to be there by 9:30.
Oh.
And I was the only comic there.
Yeah.
Because he advertised all over Facebook that this was a winners only, so everybody
they were like, screw it, why?
So it was me and this one other comic. After about 10 minutes, he showed up, and then I think somebody else, one other guy, and then Devin finally rolled in, and so there was four of us. So at like
was
10,
that
15,
your audience?
No, we still had a good size audience.
Okay,
yeah, but it was just only four comics, where it's usually like 10 to 15.
Right.
But once Devin rolled up, we started texting everybody we knew and saying, get up here, we need a show, we got a crowd. But it actually did go really well. We ended up with about 8 or 9 comics and each of them doing 10 minutes, and it was a fairly good show.
All right.
Yeah.
What about you,
and
Devin?
This was a competition? Did anybody win
last
night?
No, last night wasn't a competition. It was supposed to be a showcase for past winners.
Yep, showcase for past winners, and somehow Greg sneaked in there. But
hey, I'm glad that you showed up. You did a good set. You did a great set.
And the really cool thing was Gary Menke called me after we were done and was like, hey, come by the improv. So I went by the improv, and he introduced me to Jim Florentine. And he's the host of That Metal Show on VH1.
And Gary Mickey is the guy who holds the class at the Improv.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He's the house performer for the Improv.
Gotcha.
Now, which metal show does he host?
That Metal Show.
Which one is that?
That one.
The one that's titled That Metal Show.
Yeah, whatever.
That Metal Show?
You're ruining his joke right now. You are ruining his joke.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll give you that. There you go.
Yeah. I was trying to do a little who's on first there, but
no. I know. Nobody was following you with the who's on first.
Sorry.
I didn't. At this point, I really didn't give a shit. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. But I saw where you were going. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So anyways, Greg did not win and participated last night. I just want to reiterate that.
Whatever. And you'll be driving home hopefully later in the rain, I hope?
Maybe. Yeah, hopefully.
Car accident, what? Anyways, but it was cool talking to this guy who's met, you know, hundreds of bands and performers, and to talk to him about my favorite band of all time, Pantera.
Was
really, really awesome. Holy crap.
Was it like a musical masturbation session for you?
I was about to pull my pants down. I really was. It was pretty hot.
I mean, I'm all right with Pantera, but, you know, whatever.
But it was really cool to talk to him, because I mean, this guy has talked to everybody. I mean, he's had Anthrax on there, Ozzy. I mean, he's talked to so many different.
I've never even heard of this guy, Jim Florentine. Somebody give me something.
Oh, well, he's also been on Howard Stern.
Yeah, developed Crank Anchors.
Crank Anchors.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. I used to love that dude.
I know. I peed in your pool. He's that guy.
Yeah, I remember the one that I remember the most was the girl who called up, was prank calling like old guys, and she'd be like, "Hi, I was wondering if I could come eat some peanut butter out of your pooper. Can I eat peanut butter out of your pooper?"
I didn't see that.
You never saw that
one? No.
It fucking murdered me. I love that sketch.
I got that call.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you let her come over and eat peanut butter out of your pooper?
I sat there for 2 hours with peanut butter in my pooper, and nobody came by.
But I guess that's better than little dogs yapping, keeping you up all day.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. I don't think they're
Greg
wants
never
to go
wants
there.
Me to get laid.
Never wants to go there.
No, I mean, that's just any dog. Like, Buster sometimes yaps and keeps me up late.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today, especially in our Facebook topics. We got a lot of Facebook topics suggested on the Facebook page, and one of them was shitty first dates. So I just want to kind of go around the room maybe and just see what you guys think about, or if you could share a story of a shitty first date. Anyone want to take the stand?
I got
that?
One.
All right, go, Johnny.
Okay, you remember this girl when we first moved here to Florida. I went to the eye doctor, and she was the receptionist, and she asked me out, and I went out with her one time, and it was okay. You don't remember this?
She asked you out?
Yeah.
Did she need eye surgery, too?
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Devin, for going with me.
The second date is what was crazy. Like, we went to eat somewhere, and the more the conversation went on, the more ebonic her voice became.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I said I had to go to the bathroom, and I called our roommate at the time, Josh, and said, "Hey, I need you to call me and tell me that you are having car trouble."
I do remember this. Yes. I remember this story.
And I need to go right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you split, like, in the middle of the day.
Well,
right?
I went and said, "Hey, I'm back from the bathroom, blah, 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 conversation. Phone rings. It's Josh. What? You were having car trouble? Oh, you're where? And you need me to come now? God. I'm in the middle of a date. Oh, man. All right, I'll be there in a minute. Hey, so sorry, I got to go. I got to get my friend. He's in the middle of nowhere, blah, 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 blah." And I split, and then never saw her again.
Oh. That's fucked up. I mean, I feel bad for her.
No, he literally never saw her again because he couldn't go back to the eye doctor.
Right. I was gonna say, I noticed that you're still wearing glasses over there.
Yeah.
Did your chair just fall apart on
it
you?
It did.
Damn.
Luckily, not the one part that's under my ass.
Probably not the best way to handle, "Hey, I don't want to see you anymore" kind of thing, but whatever.
I mean, I guess to each his own, you know, whatever you got to do. I mean, what else are you supposed to do if you're in the middle of a shitty date? I mean, I guess you can just, you know, say, "Hey, you know what? This isn't working out," and leave.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, who's going to do that? Nobody.
I usually just go, "I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm gay."
I don't know. I don't know actually how I ended up on this date with you. I actually am attracted to males.
You mean you're not a man?
You could also possibly say one of these. I found this list here of the 10 worst things that you could say to a woman.
You found that list.
Yeah, yeah, I found this list. I didn't make it.
There's an actual
list.
Did
it come in the mail?
Yeah.
What about, is any of those like coming up to a woman and saying, "How's it going, cunt?" Or, "What's up, bitch?" I mean, like, those are the two words I found out that, Those are the two words or three words that really I found that women really love to be called.
Right, of course. The number one thing is asking when's the baby due when she's not pregnant.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have you anybody ever
done that? Yes, I have. Yeah. I have.
I haven't said that, but I've been in the presence of somebody who had that said to them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh.
The aftermath can only be bad. Okay, number two, answering yes when she asks if her butt looks big.
Oh.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Maybe. You asked me a question.
Hey, I do not lie because I like big butts.
Oh, I've never heard that.
That's holy
crap. Sir Mix-a-Lot has some philosophy.
Where did that amazing poetry come from?
That's Sir Mix-a-Lot, you stupid motherfuckers. I hope you die in a car accident. I hope you.
Was that
I
Ralph hope you just Waldo get Emerson? Like
really bad genitalia warts, and I hope you fucking damn die it in a car accident.
Oh my God.
And I hope the fucking MC over here, fucking Mike, I hope you fucking die. All of you die in a goddamn car accident, you motherfucker. Fuckers!
Oh my God! Easy, killer.
Zach on the soundboard over there. Be aware that there is a mute button.
Yeah, yeah. When that microphone,
you touch that mute button.
Oh! Oh no.
I'm doing right now. You fucking little pussy.
That makes me happy.
Oh man. Oh yes, by the way, King Zach is with us today running the board. Thank What's you very up? Much. Thank you very much for being here.
And if you hear a loud slap, it's me fucking slapping my penis across his fucking face.
Damn.
Ah, the angry Texan in full bitch form. Number three is telling a woman that she looks tired. Because apparently that just means you're telling her she looks
I have looks said like crap, that. And yeah, you don't realize that when you're saying it. You go, babe, you look tired. What? Are you fucking kidding me that you just said that? Oh my God, baby.
Well, if you hadn't smoked fucking weed all morning, I mean, shit.
How about this one? This one's kind of insulting. Do you need help parking?
Do you need help parking?
Yeah, like if she can't park the car. Like,
usually that's a girl saying that to me as I'm trying to put my penis in.
Funny.
Put some quarters in the meter.
You look more like your mother every day. That's another problem.
Well, if her mom's hot, I mean, I think that would be a compliment.
Stacey's mom.
You never, ever, ever say to a woman, I told you so.
Oh. Right? That's their
the
line.
Fuck
anyway.
If you don't.
Also, you never say, how much did you pay for that hairdo?
And when do we call the women's haircut hairdo? Like, what is this, 1950s where you got this goddamn list?
I don't know, but the number nine thing, should you be eating that?
Mm. Well, anytime. After we talked about birdhousing and shit last week, that'd be the first thing I ask you. is that safe to be eating off Devin's couch there? I mean, I don't know.
We've moved past that. We've moved past that.
No, we can still talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, we can. I'm hungry.
The number 10 thing is something that the angry Texan would definitely say to a woman, and is, don't you have some vacuuming to do?
Damn.
Never say those things to a woman. Let's see. What else? Okay, here's some five red flags that you need to watch out for on a first date. Now, this is kind of serious, but we can see if we can elaborate on it a little bit. But the number one thing, they're pessimistic. If they describe everything as the worst, then you should probably expect that kind of attitude to be directed at you eventually.
Okay, let's hear it.
Have you no? That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's the one.
If she's got cuntitis like, on the first day, right? You like need if to she's like, going,
oh my god,
bye.
This is the worst. This right. is the worst.
Yes,
this is the worst drink I've ever had.
Yeah,
I don't eat at Wawa. It's a gas station.
Yeah,
yeah.
The first exactly. food, worst food ever.
Flag on the field.
But then again, I guess if you're the person who likes complaining and ripping on people, Greg Parrott, you might be. you might be perfect for each other. Number two, every time you tell a story, they try to top it. Now, have you ever gotten into the topping contest?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, I was at the baseball game and I caught a pop fly or I caught a home run.
Really? I saw a player on the field and started jacking him off.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow, sweetheart. That was interesting to throw out on the first date. Red flag on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Number three, they mentioned their ex more than once. You ever had a girl that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the actual ultimate red flag right there. If she mentions him one time on the first date, you're like,
I don't know, man. That's going to come up.
Eventually. Well, but if there's like bringing it out all the time, like, yeah, my ex is like, well, obviously you need to go back to him.
The
well,
one thing I always hate is when a girl asks me, they're like, why are you single? It's just like, I don't know, because I fucking suck at relationships.
I guess so. Yeah, apparently like, so.
Apparently, there's something terribly wrong, and they're trying to find it. Is what I'm like going with, you know.
That's like the number one line you say to a girl on online dating, like, "Oh, I can't believe that you're single."
Apparently, according to this, it says if they mention him or her once, that's not a huge deal. But if they mention them more than once, they're probably not over them yet. Which basically is what that's saying.
Well, I mean, if she's got like a scar on her face where he like cut her with a knife or something.
Yeah, or he carved her.
Date that you've his been on, Greg? What the fuck is that?
Damn. Number four, they check their phone more than twice during dinner. Yes. I think checking your phone once or twice,
but like texting the whole time you're trying to fucking have dinner or something. No. Cracker Barrel?
Mike, you've had this experience. You personally have had this experience. I remember there was a girl that you met, and we don't have to go into where you met her, but you took her out, and she was on her phone the entire time.
The entire time, yeah. And basically, it just means that she's not interested in you.
Yeah.
And I picked that up. When
and my question so you is, feel that, too. Like, if you see a girl on her phone while you're talking to her, and she's texting and stuff, does that automatically, or is that just me? I thought that was just me at one point.
It sounds personal.
No, happened a few times. I thought that I was just a fucking idiot or something.
I said some hostility.
Well, that is true, but...
turn right, trick!
No. So the thing is, according to this, they can check it once or twice, and that's okay. But I disagree with that. I think that if they get on the phone at all, really, it's kind of rude. I mean, you don't want to check your phone in the middle of the first date. It's just bad. Number five...
Or any fucking date, for that matter.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Number five is they drink too much. Again, it might just mean that they're nervous, or it might mean that they have a problem.
Or it just might mean that if you drink too much at the first date, you feel that much comfortable with that person, and it's okay.
I mean, that's what
it's funny how Mike and John are the two trying to justify this. I can smell the alcohol pouring out of your
throat. When the girl's at the table and she's halfway through her first cocktail and she's already ordered another one, every time it's halfway done, you know she might have a little bit of a problem.
You might be getting some that night.
That might not be the problem. It's like, oh, she's just getting wet for me.
Oh, my God. Easy, killer. Another thing that I just wanted to kind of briefly mention is when you're in a relationship with a girl, how far does the roughhousing go before it's too far? Like if you're...
It all depends on what you've agreed upon.
The safety word is pillow biter.
That is not our safety word.
No. But I mean, you know, like whenever you're horsing around or whatever and you punch him on the arm and then she punches you back and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you like pinch her real hard and you're like, oh my God, you know, that
that kind of horse. I thought you meant like sexual...
No. I mean, like, literally, like, playing around. The reason why I ask you, we all have a friend, Chris Carter. We've had him on the show before.
Yeah.
Apparently, last night, I got a voicemail this morning. And let me see if I can pull it up, maybe. Well, no, it's just too long. But I got a voicemail from him saying that he had accidentally punched his girlfriend in the mouth.
What?
How do you act?
Whoopsie. Well, I was just swinging in the air and she just happened to walk by.
Well, okay.
I was playing Wii Golf and she walked right there.
Well, to make a long story short, basically they have like this funny, I guess, this, you know, little couple thing that they do where they're, I'm going to punch you right in the face, like one of those things.
Oh, and that's then, so cute.
Yeah. And the other one goes, oh, yeah, bring it. Go ahead. Right. Something to that nature.
Yeah. Chris
and
Brown then, has that.
But the problem is, apparently last night they were joking around and trying to move.
Apparently they're playing that game again.
And I guess he like jokingly took a swing like right as she stepped in.
Jokingly took it. Oh, you.
I love you. Oops.
But but they were both okay with it. I mean, she knew it was her fault.
Right. She was obviously asking for it.
She'll listen next time.
That's just like Rihanna. That was her fault.
Yeah. No, but anyway, I just thought it would be an interesting... Have you ever gotten into it with like your girlfriend and then all of a sudden it seemed like it wasn't serious anymore? Like, or it wasn't playing around anymore and all of a sudden it was like, ow, you really fucking hurt me and now I'm going to hurt you back.
Well, not back and forth. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Did a little too hard.
Well, you're a nice boy.
Yeah, it happens to every one of us. We've all been in that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm sorry your nose is bleeding. I love you.
Anyway.
So we'll just get some makeup and we'll cover that black eye in the morning. You'll be fine.
I had a girl try to kill me.
You had what?
A girl try to kill me.
What?
Yep. She. I was checking my email. This was at college, and it was college was just about to start. And I was checking my email, and I got an email from this girl who was in one of my education classes, and she was emailing me asking me what my schedule was.
Okay.
And my girlfriend at the time saw that. Got livid, dude, livid, and wow. She was accusing me of stuff. She punched the mirror behind her door, and it broke into like a bunch of pieces. And then she grabbed a piece and held it to my throat, said she was gonna kill me.
Holy crap!
Yep. And so her roommate came in because she heard the breaking glass and went, "What's wrong?" And then I pushed her off, and I was like, "I'm out, bitch!" And so I ran out the door, and I got down to my car, and it was funny too because you get down to your car, and I could hear her like coming behind me, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking die! This is it!"
Oh my god.
It's one of those things where I have the keyless entry, but for some reason I was like trying to use my key, and it was every key but the key that I needed. And I'm like, give me the car. So I get in the car. I drive away. I go to my friend's house who lives like a long ways away. It's where I'm staying. She knew where I was staying. Yeah. So I parked really far away. True story, 100%. I'll point her out on Facebook to you. Anyways, I park really far away and I'm walking. All of a sudden, I hear her car like right behind me, like tearing out like the tires. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to kill me. So I ran up. I ran up on the grass thinking I was safe. And she drove up over the curb and was on the grass. And I said, oh shit. So I jumped into the pool area of the apartment complex. And literally dove into the pool, and she parked her car right there, and it was terrifying because if you've ever tried to run away from somebody in a pool, it just it doesn't work.
You dove into a swimming pool?
Yes, what I kind dove of, into a swimming pool.
Is this like a bad horror movie?
I was anticipating her hitting me with the car. And so I drove in the pool thinking she won't drive into the pool. So I got out of the pool and just basically shoved her to the ground, ran up to my friend's house. He's black. He's listening to loud music, and the door's locked, and I didn't have a key. And it really pissed me off because he was listening to loud music and couldn't hear me knocking.
I think in this situation, if you would have beat the shit out of that girl, the judge would have been like,
your
life
fella,
is being
Devin.
Threatened, yep. dude.
But I ran and went into the woods and just hid in the woods for the whole night. Slept in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And I had two people that can verify that one. That one's. She got an instant messenger the next day, and she's like, "Hey," and I was like, "No,
no, no, no more talking to me, you crazy biatch."
Yeah.
You must really have the magic stick, though.
Are you Casey Anthony's
ex boyfriend?
Yeah. Like seriously, are you Kaylee's dad?
All right.
Let's not talk about that.
On that note, now that we brought the mood completely down, holy crap! I had no idea that happened to you. We're gonna go downstairs and have a therapy session with Devin. We'll have a little break.
By therapy, we mean circle jerk.
Fuck if we do.
Did you bring your couch over?
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the week's top news headlines. We'll be back with more here in just a minute on Kings of the Podcastle.
Thank you for calling MCTS. This is Sebastian. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. I just got a computer from you guys.
Oh, congratulations. We're so excited.
Thanks. So I got home and I took it out of the box.
Okay.
And it's on the desk and it won't turn on. It won't turn on.
Okay. I'm here to help you, sir. Have no fear. There will be no problems, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, what you said was, is you took it out of the box, and you put it on the, you put your computer on the desk.
I put it on the desk.
Hold, please.
Hello?
Come on. Thank you for holding. I am so sorry. I had to go poopy. Okay, so back to where we were. You took it out of the box and you put it on the desk.
Put it on the desk.
And then now you're saying that your computer isn't working.
No, it's not. It's
very peculiar. Okay, so did you plug your tower into your monitor?
Into the monitor.
Did you plug the tower into the monitor?
How do I do that?
Okay, there should be a bag of wires in the box.
A bag of wires?
A bag of wires.
I didn't see a bag of wires.
There should be. Look in your box.
Hold on.
Okay, now I'm on hold.
I found the bag of wires.
You found the bag of wires.
I found it.
Now open up the bag of wires very carefully. If there's any staples, be careful because you don't want to get a finger cut. Because it's going to bleed.
Which one?
Okay, there should be one that has the jack. that's for the tower that coincides with the jack that is in the monitor. There's a wire specifically for that.
Oh, okay. I think I found it. Is it blue?
It is blue. And it kind of looks like a phone cord, except you're not going to call anybody. Silly!
All right. Okay, so I plugged it in, and it's got screws.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you screw it in, and then is it working now?
It's plugged in.
Oh, sounds so silly. Turn on the power button.
Oh, power button. Okay.
Yes.
Still not doing anything.
So you hit the power button and the power isn't working?
No, it's not working.
Okay. Is the power cord plugged into the wall?
No, it's not.
Okay. It is not plugged into the wall.
No.
So that's not one of the first things that you did when you got it?
No.
Okay, here's your next step, sir. Take the computer and put it back in the box and take it back to the store because you're too fucking stupid to own a computer. Have a nice day.
Hello, hello. We are the kings of the podcastle.
Going to hell.
Oh my God. That was a little phone call. To the mentally challenged tech support team.
MCTS.
MCTS, yes. Man.
Whoa.
That was funny. That was funny.
It's good to have a service like that.
Kings of the Podcastle. Check us out on iTunes. Go to Stitcher. You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
Free.
Or you can subscribe to us on Stitcher.
Free.
Exactly. It's all free. Go to www.kingsofthepodcastle.com, which is more than likely where you're listening to us from right now.
Costs you no money.
No money.
If you have any suggestions or compliments or complaints, you can send them to kings@kingsofthepodcastle. And you can check us out on facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle.
And if you do send complaints, we will send you a little response that will probably say, go fuck yourself.
Very calmly and politely.
Yeah, extremely polite. We're very
really
polite.
Working on building that fan base.
Right? You know, we're very polite about it, at least when we tell you to go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with being nice about it.
Let's talk about some of the current events, some of the things that happened throughout the week. Did you guys hear about this kid, Jack Hoffman?
No.
Okay.
I like his name, though.
Wow.
Is he kin to Jackson Meehoff?
Apparently not. Not at all.
I liked it. Nope. I thought it was good. Yeah, I didn't ever think about that, but I don't know how my Beavis and Butthead ears didn't hear the kid's name, Jack Hoffman.
Hello.
Jack Hoffman.
Jack Hoffman.
Jack
Hoffman.
Hoffman. Yeah. Jack Hoffman. He is a... now
can we just call him Jack Hoffman?
No.
Why not?
No, we cannot call him Jack Hoffman.
So, because... Jack Hoffman, go ahead and tell us about it.
And no!
Was Jack Hoffman an altar boy?
Yeah.
No!
No!
Yes!
You guys are ruining this. This is a good story.
All right, well tell us a good story about Jack Hoffman.
Yeah.
Jack Hoffman. Jack, God.
Yes!
Messing me up here. Jack Hoffman is a kid. He's like 7 years old, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Then why the hell does Paris name him that? I know.
But he has cancer, okay?
Oh, boy.
Cancer.
Great. Okay.
This kid was
so
going
Jack
through.
Hoffman,
and it was
Jack Hoffman, but not for much longer.
Oh, my God.
Damn!
Oh, my.
They found a brain tumor on this kid, all right? They had to go in and operate. He had to go through like a 6-week chemo session, but he's kind of recovering. He's still got it from what I understand. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of looking, it's looking up, right?
So, is this the kid that ran the field with the Nebraska?
Yes, that's okay. What I'm getting to. So the Nebraska team is playing their red and white spring game, and they let the kid run a touchdown as one of their plays.
Yeah, and they dressed him up too.
Like, was it like from goal line touchdown?
No,
was
no.
Was it like a 2-yard run? I mean,
no, the coach asked the parents, he said, hey, you know, do we need to get the ball down to like the 11 yard line so it's not too long for him? And the dad was like, no, he's doing really well, you know, as long as it needs to be. And it came from it was like at least the 50.
Yeah, I saw that. And like it was a stadium full of people, they were all cheering for him. It was Pretty cool, actually.
What if he just died like halfway?
Oh my god!
Would they weaken to Bernie's?
I guess somebody would have picked up the fucking fumble.
Would they weaken to Bernie's? Oh my god!
No.
So you're telling
it's
me
it's football? You drop the ball, you fucking go. Somebody picks it up.
You're telling me Jack Hoffman is a Cornhusker? Is that what you're saying to me? That's what I'm hearing.
Unbelievable! This is an inspiring story about a cancer survivor.
His name is Jack Hoffman.
He's surviving right now, anyway. But so he runs it back. It's inspiring and blah 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 blah. But that's really all I got. I mean,
There's been a lot of those stories lately. Like, what was it like? Not too long ago, there was a mentally challenged kid. This was like about 3 weeks ago. It was basketball, and I guess he had Down syndrome or whatever. Well, the team, the coach, they were losing by like 2 points or whatever. And the coach said, well, we're probably going to lose, so I'll put him in. The opposite team gave him the ball and let him score, and they won.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was kind of cool. And I was thinking, if I went to that other school, I'd been like, guys, we had that game won.
right.
Our record is now tarnished. But, I mean, still, I like to see stuff like that. And everybody does.
Actually pretty cool. And what did happen to Jack Hoffman is really, really cool. That school should be commended for what they did.
Oh yeah, they're getting all kinds of press.
It's
for
really
it,
nice
know.
Of them to put the ball in Jack Hoffman's hand.
Oh my god.
I get the feeling
he's gotta
that
be
I
teased
not
by
be
somebody.
You guys know.
Just because you have a terminal disease does not mean you can't be made fun of.
Okay? No, it's all in good fun. Of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, it is.
But we
wish him well. We really beat cancer and. And we will
beat, still beat cancer off.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So that happened. And it was very awe inspiring. I thought it was a very cool thing that the Nebraska Cornhuskers let that kid run.
I don't think I've ever done a segment where John has looked at me with displeasure.
I just can't believe the stuff that you're saying.
You could just see. Look at if you could only see John's face right now. He's just going, oh my god.
Well, there is storm clouds out, and I did read somewhere that men get hit by lightning way more than women do.
That's true.
And so we are in the lightning capital
of
the U.S.
6'6", right. So I am.
Yes. You're a human lightning rod.
We're going to play golf after this. Good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm maybe if the lightning strikes me and makes me retarded, I could run a touchdown for somebody.
All right.
Before it goes any further. Okay, we're going to move on. Did you guys hear about this couple that kidnapped their kids and hauled ass to Cuba and they caught them?
Yes. But it was the Cuban government that caught them, which is kind of weird, but I guess they owed us one since we gave them back Julian Gonzalez or whatever.
Right. Okay, so here's the deal. Here's a couple, Joshua and Sharon Hocken, I want to say it is.
Yeah.
They were...
at a Madero Beach, which is right outside of... That's on Tampa Bay.
Right. It's from here in Florida. They went through a custody battle, lost their children in a custody battle.
To the grandparents.
Yeah. Right. Then they kidnapped their children and hauled ass to Cuba. Well,
of all places.
I know. It's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, our money goes a long way down there. If you go down there with like a couple hundred bucks, you can live like a baller.
Yeah, but usually communist countries don't accept Americans.
Yeah, well, it's just exactly why they're back here.
Aha.
Yeah, we got them. They're back.
Why do they go there in the first place?
This is where, like, I kind of can see what the parents were thinking.
Okay, yeah, this is why I brought this up, because Greg has a very, I think, skewed opinion on this. So, Greg, please tell us.
I'm all about, family or whatever. And, I mean, yes, the kids need to be raised right and this, that, and the other, but... What I saw, I watched the news. The thing is, the media will not tell us why they lost custody. They won't tell us anything. But as soon as the kids got back in the country, they had every fucking camera over at the grandparents' house exploiting these kids. And like, oh, but the grandmother had said all this BS beforehand saying, oh, well, don't ask these questions. Don't ask them where their parents are and stuff like that. I'm like, well, you're going to sit there and exploit them. I think that we should have the right to ask. Like, hey, how's your mom and dad? They might have said like really good things, like, oh, we had a really good boat ride with mom and dad. It was really fun. So, and the government even said the kids were never harmed.
Cuba and boat ride. So basically, they were floating in the Gulf of Mexico on a front door, is what you're saying.
No. They actually had a full sailboat with a cabin and everything.
Yeah, it was a sailboat, yeah.
Yeah.
Never
but they were never hurt.
Okay. You tried to get it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, wait a minute.
Whoa.
I didn't say pool hose.
Here's the thing. Greg, you should always read the news before you form an opinion. Okay.
No. I'm just saying that's two parents that love their kids and wanted to start a new life together. But that's all it was.
But here's the problem. You're absolutely wrong pretty much about everything.
Yeah.
Enlighten me, dickhead.
I'm getting ready to. So here's Joshua and Sharon. They're, you know, seem like a normal couple that they got a career in engineering. Everybody that they know that talked to them or that the media was able to talk to said that, you know, they seem like normal parents and they very much valued their children and their family. And everything was completely normal. But then last year, apparently in Louisiana, the cops raided a hotel room where they were staying with the children, where they found all kinds of drugs and controlled substances and weapons. When the parents were interviewed, they said, hold on, let me find this damn quote. They were completing their ultimate journey, saying they were traveling across the country to take a journey to the Armageddon.
So, oh, really?
So these parents kind of lost their shit.
Well, how come the media is not even saying this shit on TV? You have to find it. You have to dig it out here.
Well, that's the thing.
Bay News 9's not saying it. CNN's not saying it.
Well, the thing is that this all happened, and it was just a couple of weeks ago that they lost custody to the grandparents because obviously they were not fit parents anymore. Who knows what happened or what went wrong? You know, dad introduced heroin or whatever drug they were on, but they decided to go off the deep end and they got their kids taken away from them. That's what happens in America. You can't do that kind of shit.
Yeah, you can't family suicide pact and expect to hold on to your kids.
If somebody finds out about it, turns you in, or if, like in this instance, somebody says, hey, I smell marijuana in room 334 or whatever it is, and the police raid the hotel, and they find this, they're going to take your kids away. And that's what happened. And so they were left with the grandparents. And according to this article, Joshua, the father, he broke into the grandparents' home, tied up the grandmother.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then hauled ass with the kids and took off. So I'm personally glad that they found their dumbasses and got the kids safely back where they need to go.
But my whole thing was, though, and you can rewind and listen, it was just two parents that really wanted to start a new life with their kids. That's what I got.
Well, apparently, they wanted to start a new afterlife.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. And that's why I'm saying, I mean, I'm kind of poking fun at you, but you got to always look at everything before you can form an opinion, because these people on the outside, you might see, hey, why are they taking these kids away from their parents whenever... Are you okay?
Mm.
Okay. But there's just a random sorry in there. But you know, on the outside, it looks like what you're saying. It's a family trying to hold their family together.
Right.
But that's not really
what it was.
But
we didn't know all the details.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but when they talked to, like, because they examined the kids and everything, and apparently they were taken really well care of on the boat ride and everything down there. So it's...
That's why it's one of those weird cases, because according to everybody, hold on, Zach is begging for a microphone right now.
All right, so
what just happened?
I just broke the microphone. No, they show up in a hotel room. They have controlled substances, a weapon, and they're going to Armageddon. No, some crazy person overheard that. They saw marijuana, which, oh God, marijuana. They had a multi-tool in their pocket, and they wanted to go to Death Valley. No, somebody is crazy and kidnapped their kids, and then they tried to go out and get them. They're like, we're getting out of this crazy country where people twist our words. We're going to Cuba, a beautiful vacation destination where everyone else in the world, people go there to the vacation. No? No, am I the crazy one?
Yeah, you're the crazy one.
Cuba's actually, I want to go to Cuba.
No, I think that...
After I watched Anthony Bourdain's thing on Cuba, man, I was like, well, I wouldn't mind going over there.
No, to be honest, I would love to go to Cuba.
Hell yeah.
I think, apparently...
They have vending machines with cigars.
Would you wear your Cuba Che t-shirt?
My what t-shirt?
Your Che t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be looked at up
what
over
are you,
there.
Are you trying to say that my Che t-shirt is bad?
No, it's fine.
No, it's totally... Che. It would be appropriate attire in Cuba.
Leader. Yeah. Leader in government.
Five bad habits that are actually good for you.
All right, to wrap it up, I just think, and it's, I guess I'm disappointed in the parents. They probably should have done something else, like some legal way of getting their kids back.
There's no legal way once you do that.
No, yeah, you can get your kids back. I've had family members, seriously, that have lost custody of their kids.
That's what happened to you.
You don't fucking know what I'm talking about, and I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just saying that, like, oh, I had a relative that lost her kids for a short stint. It wasn't even like three or 4 months, and got them back. It was no big deal. The judge just said, handle your shit, got their shit back, but these parents took it to a new level.
I'm going, like, to reiterate something that Devin has said to you in the country. Past. If you're going to do comedy, you got to learn how to take a joke. Okay, so five bad habits.
Oh, that are here's a joke. Knock, knock, who's there? Mike Lee, Mike Lee who? Oh, I don't know him because he died in a car accident.
Oh my God. Hey-o! Hey-o! Okay, let's go over this little list here. We're going to move past that because obviously it's very touchy-feely. And that's just not in our wheelhouse.
I didn't like Greg's knock-knock joke because he was the only one answering the door. How do you knock and answer the door sometimes?
No, hey, let's just say King's the podcast, so we hope the kids grow up and have good lives or whatever. And then
get to run a touchdown for Nebraska.
Yeah, exactly.
It just goes – you just got to – read up before you make an opinion, because that's the thing.
That's where Greg draws the line. Read.
Yeah.
No, all I'm saying it was just two parents that wanted to have their kids together, and they did the wrong thing to get it.
You got it. Okay. Let's see here. So I did come up with this little list, and this is just kind of in the top news stories that came out. This came out this week. Five bad habits that are actually good for you. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but
no, do tell.
Okay, biting your nails. Is that annoying the crap out of anyone?
Yes.
Yeah, I hate it. Look, Zach is over there biting his nails currently right now. But biting your nails is
bad. It's a sign of nervousness, isn't it?
It's supposed to be. It's considered
anxiety
a bad habit.
Or something?
Yeah, considered a bad habit. But apparently it helps you, it exposes your body to new germs, which prepares your body to fight them in the future.
So if you pick your butt and bite your nails and you get dumped in a septic tank, you'll be fine.
Yes.
Something along those lines?
Holy crap.
Or did I go a little too far?
This whole segment is just going in the fucking shit.
I don't know.
Okay. Literally. Burping. Burping protects your body from getting damaged by stomach acid. I don't know if you knew that. Burping.
Yeah. Well, I'm good with that. Yeah.
There you go. Passing gas. John, you're good at that one.
Oh, my God. Hello? Please don't demonstrate.
It prevents you from having a buildup of gas in your intestines, and that can cause damage or at least a lot of pain.
Fucking spontaneous combustion. I mean, shit. Seriously.
Eating in bed. I don't know if you know this, but eating in bed can actually help you digest your food faster.
Why?
How?
According to this, stress causes your body to interrupt digestion. So if you're relaxed and horizontal, your body actually breaks everything down completely.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
But like gravity and all, you know?
Yeah, but none of that matters because your body is using muscles to push all of that through.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. you know, stuff like that. Okay. And finally, spitting. Spitting is actually...
It's good for you.
Yeah, it helps your breathing, apparently.
Why?
Especially if you're exercising, so...
You must be the fucking Aquaman. Yeah.
There's a little joke about the tobacco chewing there. When you exercise, you breathe through your mouth, which causes inflammation in your throat. So spitting helps to clear your breathing passages.
Okay.
There you go.
So that's why baseball players are more fit than the rest of the athletes.
Right?
Yeah, I got to tell you, next week we will talk about things that are not so personal to Greg, and hopefully it'll go a little bit better. We're going to come back here in a minute with your ridiculous news.
Maybe. He might kill us all on our way to break.
Yeah, we'll be dead.
We'll be in a swimming pool trying to avoid his car. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more.
You scared of my car? Jesus.
Here in just a minute on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
I went to the gym and decided to spend time sweating in the sauna. Then in walked a kid and he laughed at my dick, so I beat his ass like Rihanna.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
All right. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Thank you for joining us once again. It is a decent Sunday. It's not as beautiful as it has been. A little bit cloudy out there today for us. I don't know where you're at right now listening. Hopefully you're listening on iTunes. Go there, subscribe right now immediately. Hurry up, do it. If you're listening to us from the website, that's fantastic. It's www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. You can also check us out on Stitcher. Stitcher.com or download the Stitcher app and check us out there. Kings of the Podcastle, Kings at Kings of the Podcastle, or you can always check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Kings of the Podcastle. So the reason why we did our rejoin with the thrift shop is because I have this little story here. A woman, you know, it's time for our ridiculous news. Like, if things weren't already ridiculous enough, it's time to go into the ridiculous segment.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. You're just so ridiculous. A woman choked her boy. a woman choked her boyfriend because he would not stop singing the song Thrift Shop. Yeah.
Choked him out. I can see that.
I can hear Zach. Zach's getting tickled over this one.
Wait. Are we going back to the story of your friend punching his girlfriend in the mouth?
No. Oh, okay. No. A 26-year-old guy in Colorado was celebrating his birthday just this last weekend, last Saturday night. Started singing the song Thrift Shop, you know, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and he's singing it over and over and over again. Eventually, his 23-year-old girlfriend just snapped and started choking him out.
Wow.
They had to call the cops.
She
ended up getting arrested. So
okay, how big was this woman? Was she like the size of Paul White, the Big Show, to choke this guy, or what? I mean,
I have no idea.
Like, if a girl starts choking me, I'm gonna be like, okay, it was fun. Stop.
I said
fucking stop.
I honestly have no idea, but she was arrested for harassment and domestic violence. This happened in Colorado.
Okay, harassment. I mean, like, how did she was the one being harassed by the thrift song.
No, freedom of speech, man. I want to sing that song over and over again. That's my choice. You're harassing me by telling me to stop.
He really liked the song. It's okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
If you remember Car Rides with Me, Mike, I'll play a song that I like over and over and over again.
Oh, my God. No.
That doesn't even happen in the car.
No. We're talking about DVDs. I think I have the entire soundtrack to that stupid drunken, what was the name of that movie, that country singer that was
Crazy Heart. Yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you, John.
Oh, my God.
It was a good movie.
After the first two times we saw it.
Jeff Bridges.
Like 18 times we saw it.
Yeah. And Maggie Gyllenhaal. It was a great
movie. What about this one? And Greg, you're going to be with me on this.
How
about The Town?
Oh.
Holy crap.
An amazing movie. And being a Yankees fan, the best part of that is Fenway gets robbed. And over and over and over again.
But, John, we would go and hang out whenever John would come home from work or anything. If he would have a few beers and he'd be like, hey, The Town's on. You want to watch The Town?
No. Also, The Heat.
Heat.
Yeah, and he would turn up, and he would make sure the surround sound was turned up for the bank robbery.
Yes. The way. Like, holy God.
Amazing. Amazing. Best shootout scene in cinematic history, my opinion.
It's up there. I will give you that, but at 2:33 in the morning, whenever he first started doing the radio show, when we still lived in Winter Haven, I remember an instance where you turned it up, and I came out of my room. You're like, Greg, come here. This is it. This is the scene. Watch it. And you turned it up, and I was like, I don't think this is a good idea to turn it up. All of a sudden, Mike comes out of his room like there was actual gunfire going on. And he's
what
like,
the fuck,
dude, turn it down. I have the radio in the morning. And John's like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Turns it down. Mike Lee goes back to work. He's like, Greg, here's that scene again. He rewound it. Turn it back up.
Douchebag.
I really like that scene.
Hey, it was. And with the surround sound, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
But I got to tell you, man, that kind of stuff, I can see why that lady wanted to choke someone out. Why she would choke her boyfriend out, because there was several times where I wanted to choke out John for that. Let's see.
There was one time where he did choke you.
I choked you that time. Right, yeah.
If David Carradine was alive, he might want to date this girl.
Oh, damn. Did anybody get that?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. No, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. That was like, I'm sorry. Okay, let's see here. I've got a list here of the most doable celebrities. Details Magazine conducted a poll to determine the most doable. Please, definitely snort into the microphone.
Sorry, I'm fighting a cold, everybody. I thought I leaned back.
Details Magazine conducted a poll to determine the most doable celebrities. Who would you say would top the list for you?
Natalie Portman.
Jessica Biel.
Oh, man. Yeah, John?
I'm kind of attached, so I can't say, otherwise I'll be killed.
Oh, what the hell?
Whatever.
It's a celebrity.
Yeah, it's somebody that you're never going
to I've always been a fan of Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah.
But as far as, like, sexy goes, like, I'm talking about, like, pure, like, oh, my God, sexy. Like,
she's really funny, and I think that's
so sexy. You like cancer patients. Is that what you're saying? Oh, she's, like, skinny as hell.
Here we go again.
Jesus. No. I could prefer girls with a little meat on
them. Do they laugh during sex? Is that what I mean? Like...
Well, it's because of the clown nose and the big wig. And
everything. Now, hold on. So you're saying you never looked at a girl and you were just like, oh my God, she is like, She's got the most amazing eyes, and like, look at her butt. It's perfect. I would love to have
off the top of my head right now. Not really.
Oh. You know who my new one is? My new infatuation. I don't know her name. Hopefully you guys know. She's from that Netflix House of Cards, the redheaded girl.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, my gosh. I have an infatuation.
Look it up. Hurry.
It is Kara. Kara?
Something.
Kara? Mara? Mara? Kara?
I don't know. But I'll tell you. She was on American Horror Story and stuff.
I don't care.
I love her.
Hold on. Now you
the redheaded chicks.
Wait.
Hold on.
Also, the redheaded chicks. I would put it in my second, though, just while we're looking this up.
It's Kate Mara. It's Kate Mara. That's her name. Kate Mara. Holy
God. She's listening. I live in Winter Haven, and you'll never probably come see me.
What about the Merovingian's wife in The Matrix?
Oh, yeah. With those super sexy lips.
Yes, exactly. God.
Let's see. But you know who topped the list here, according to this magazine?
Let's hear it.
Mila Kunis.
Really?
Zach's going crazy over there. He's like, yeah. I'm also a fan of Mila Kunis. Now, if you're not a fan, and Greg, you mentioned Natalie Portman.
I'm a fan of
Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
If you have not seen it yet, you need to go watch The Black Swan.
They
go down on each other.
Yeah, and I fast forward straight to that. I want to see what all the hoopah was.
I actually went to the theater manager and asked if he could pause it for a minute while I went to the bathroom to check off.
Wow.
See, but she's too small for me.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah, I prefer Jessica Biel's got a little bit of
meat. Most women are too small for you, though, Devin.
That's true.
Here's a little fact about Mila Kunis. You know, whenever she got on the 70s show, she lied about her age. She was 14 years old. Yeah, she was 14 years old, and she needed to be at least 18 to be on the show. She lied about her age. And after they got going with the show, they were like, oh, you're not 18? And she was like, yeah. And they were like, well, you've already done a great job for us, so we'll go ahead and play along with it.
Wait, does your computer say the MTV Movie Awards are tonight?
Where have I been? Yeah, MTV Movie Awards tonight.
Oh, really? If anybody's listening, the MTV Movie Awards are tonight, and none of us will be watching it.
let's see here. On the women's list, Ryan Gosling got the most votes for the ladies.
I've heard that, yeah.
Zac Efron was second with 45%. Then men, of course, chose Mila Kunis, and then here comes the next one. Then it was Kate Upton. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Kate Upton. Absolutely.
Then Jennifer Lawrence, who is also a redhead. She's gorgeous with a huge smile. You know who I think looked like Jennifer Lawrence?
Who's that?
Our friend that was in town last weekend.
Sandy.
Sandy Lang.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually sent her a text and said, hey, I just watched a movie with
Hey, you know who chicks like? Like, Stephanie's partial to this guy. The guy who played Thor and was in Red Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Hemsworth.
But let's see here. Jennifer Lawrence, then Jessica Alba is on the list.
Uh-huh.
And then Megan Fox was fifth, it looks like.
Here's a quick question for the lady in our studio. Who's your favorite fantasy guy celebrity?
Josh Hartnett?
Man, where's he been? I hadn't seen that dude for a while. No.
let's see. So
Hollywood Homicide.
Shot down.
Yeah. Now, I think Jessica Biel is hot, but here's the thing about Jessica Biel. I used to think that she was really hot when she was more feminine looking. Now she's worked out so hard, she's almost got the body of a dude. Like
Shoulders
are broad, and she's got
blue powder or powder blue or whatever, movie.
Yes, please.
Go see it.
Oh, really?
Yes. She's a stripper in the movie the entire time. Naked.
What? Now, wait, was she working out? I don't know if you saw her when she was amazing. Totally buff, when she beefed up for what was that movie that she was playing an airline pilot in? It was Fantastic Four.
No, that was the Fantastic Four way.
Jessica Alba.
Fantastic Four way,
yeah.
She's pretty hot, too.
I know Jessica Alba was in Fantastic Four, but there was a movie where Jessica Biel was playing an airline pilot, or an air pilot, like a Air Force pilot.
Yeah.
Like a futuristic type thing.
She played one of my dreams when we joined the Mile High Club.
God
damn it.
I don't remember. I don't think that's...
Somebody is going to send this to us, hopefully, on our... if you know what movie I'm talking about, because we got to move on, but if you know what movie I'm talking about, please hit us up on the Facebook page.
By the way, the movie we couldn't think of last week, the Stanley Kubrick movie, was Dr. Strangelove.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yes. Dude, I know. It just popped in there now.
And who played Dr. Strangelove? It was Peter Sellers, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway,
that's from last exciting. Week. Since no one decided to chime in,
I thought I was
shit.
Fire! Shut!
That was Mike Lee, by the way.
If you get a chance to ever see his bit, he hams that up for just us every time.
You know, you got to perform for the fans.
I'm waiting for it to last 5 minutes until like you have a brain aneurysm. In fact, that's actually my new death. I want you to go out, and not a car accident. I want you to go out, on stage doing that. Yeah, motherfucker, fuck you. Yeah, bitch, I'm gonna be famous in a bitch, and then die, and the audience is applauding like that was fucking funny, and I would sit there, and a tear would hit my eye. I would put my hand over my heart and be like, I'm very proud.
And then you'd be out dead on the stage. No pulse.
No. That never happens. I don't want that to happen ever.
Because no one would be able to follow that performance. That's all I'm saying. That would be an honorable death.
EMTs would be on stage trying to revive him. That's why.
And one EMT picks up and is like, So, I don't have anything for that.
Okay, good. Here's another one. As if we haven't picked on Greg enough, I'm going to pick on Greg a little bit more.
Oh, my God. We're not going to make it out of this
room.
Hold on.
Let me go ahead and get the anger level down for a second.
Hold on. The funny thing is that Greg's not, I'm not going to just use the term girlfriend, but just the girl that he's dating just happens to be hanging out with us on the podcast in the background.
Not girlfriend, but the girl he's dating.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, a new survey asked people who are dating or married to video game players to rate the player's sexual skills.
Okay.
Only...
I'm moving forward for this one. Sitting upright.
I got good hand and eye coordination. I mean, that helps. I mean,
for those of you who don't know, Greg is a gamer. I also participate in the gaming, but Greg is hardcore. He loves his games, and he spends money on the Xbox. You know, I'm not going to diss you on this because I think that, you know, games are, I like the video games.
Thousands of people are into it.
Right. So, but Greg is the hardcore gamer out of the two of us.
Little 8-year-old kids that I hope their parents die in a car accident.
Wow. He does.
And I got suspended from Xbox, true story,
right,
for talking shit to this mom who picked up her son's headset and talked shit to me, and I was like, ma'am, put your kid back on. And I told the little kid, he was probably about 12, I said, I tell your mom where I live so I can tickle your port of entry.
Wow. Now, let's not awesome. Distract from hearing about Greg's sexual performance.
Only 11% were rated excellent, but 27% were actually called good. Xbox players got the best reviews. Followed by Wii players and then PlayStation players. People who play video games on their computers got the absolute lowest ratings, okay? So the survey basically asked people who are dating or married to video game players to rate their sexual skills. Only 11% were rated excellent, 20% good, 20% were rated poor.
Oh,
okay? Damn.
So, Greg.
So the question is, Amanda.
Oh.
If you could just step over here for just a minute.
Whoop.
We're boldly going where we might not should go.
Yeah, there might be a fist fight in the middle.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a helmet and a face mask in a second.
Greg is an Xbox player. Now remember, Xbox players got they got the highest. They were the highest. Yeah, they were the highest.
All right.
So where do you rate? Excellent, good, or poor?
Okay. I'm just gonna say that I've been with numerous people that have played different. Hang on.
So you're she's a gamer.
I was married.
She's
to,
played various joysticks.
Throwback Atari style, but anyway, my ex-husband, he actually played Xbox. And I've dated a few different guys that have played different game consoles, and they don't know how to fuck. No.
They don't know how to handle your console, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. They're too busy in fantasy land to see what's really going on.
Okay.
Okay, but that's other people. Hold on a second. That's other people. We're talking about our friend Greg.
God damn it.
Oh boy!
Excellent, good, or poor?
If she doesn't want to answer, I'm sure John can.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm not talking about it.
Yeah. Oh my God! I'm gonna say, come on! You gotta at least give him a good, right?
Yeah.
She's here.
Wow! Holy God! Like I honestly thought that just for the sake of the bit, she would at least say good.
Yeah. Mm.
Greg,
you might want to rethink this whole thing.
I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, after this podcast is over, things are going to get really interesting in this house. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Greg. I really thought that was going to go a lot better, man. I didn't mean
and
to do
that.
And
for the
to
record,
you.
Greg, I had nothing to do with this. This has all been perpetuated by others.
No. It was honestly, it was a totally innocent bit that was supposed to happen.
Wow! God, can we open up a door? It's very thick in here. Oh my God!
It was innocent. I was under the assumption that she would at least go with good, just for the sake of the bit. Now I feel really bad. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Moving on. A Chinese man almost died after he put an eel. Where would you think he might have put this eel?
He put an eel.
Yeah.
You know, in the refrigerator?
No.
And
he almost died putting in the refrigerator. Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It didn't want to go.
Recently, a 39-year-old man in China got drunk and decided that it would be a good idea if he put a live 20-inch eel into his no-go hole.
Whoa.
But once it was in, it actually, listen to this, man.
Oh,
God. This is terrible. It actually gnawed through his colon into his body and caused massive internal bleeding.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Massive internal bleeding. Holy fuck.
But amazingly, doctors were able to save his life and the eel's life during an emergency surgery.
Oh, that's good. The eel survived.
Yeah, at least the eel survived.
Sure.
He's so got a hell of a story to tell all of his eels back home. dude. We need to rethink this whole living in caves thing.
So did the guy go to the emergency room and say, y'all, I just feel a little ill?
Oh. I like it. I'm giving it that. Now, listen.
It's a good thing he didn't eel over.
No, that's good, too.
No, that's good. No. the reason why I bring this up is because, I mean, this happens to everyone. So what animals have you stuck up your butt?
What?
Well, we've mentioned squirrels and gerbils and mouse. A mice, that's the Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Does Stephanie's finger count?
Does Stephanie's finger eat cheese?
It does then.
She's okay. Just looking for the mouse.
All right. Okay. All right. Final story of the bit of the show here. What style of women's hair down there do you prefer?
Nothing.
I prefer the Bozo Super Sunday Show, where she puts a little bit on each side.
Yeah. Like little blush circles.
And then she queefs clown music.
No. I had one last night. Remember the Star Trek, like where you go to a Star Trek convention to pick up on a chick? Because what we want, ladies and gentlemen, is Mike Lee to grow his hair out on the side like Patrick Stewart, go pick up on a Star Trek fan chick, and then like he's going to go do his business with her or whatever, and realizes that her vagina and the hairstyle down there looks like a Klingon's forehead.
Oh, no. That's bad.
That is very
That's
bad.
Really bad.
And then he gives her the Spocker, which is, you know, kind of like the Shocker, except it's
two
in
each.
Spock.
Yeah, right.
Two in each.
And then when she's about to come, you say, live long and prosper.
No, live long and the pooper.
Live long and pooper.
Yeah. I prefer a lot of hair, so then I can do the Snively Whiplash, where I put my face in there, and then I start twisting it, and I'm like, yeah.
I found this new survey. I know that we briefly touched on this in another show, but I found a new survey that says 43% say that their favorite style is a natural triangle shape that just is, quote, trimmed and tidy.
Okay.
Yeah, you could go with that, right?
Yeah.
I'm totally all right with that. I like a little bit down there because it reminds me that she's a woman and not a little girl.
But
I'm
you don't like the girl.
Reminds you? Like, was there a time when you were, unsure?
I wonder what age she is.
No, yeah, exactly. You know, I like to date younger women, so I want to be, you know, reminded. Yeah.
Anyway, you don't want the girl that has the HOA sign in the front yard saying, please trim this up. You're in violation of HOA code here.
Oh, I see. You shave down here. Shave.
let's see. 17% like a landing strip.
Oh. You know, like just a strip. Yep. 15%. Here it comes. The airplane's coming into the hangar.
Open up. It's a big girl.
Screw that. It's crash landing my rocket.
Hey, I got a
Deep Space Nine.
Okay. I had a joke, but I'm going to pass
it's gone.
On it. It's okay. A pedophile joke. We're going to keep going.
All right. 15% like a heart shape. A little heart shape down there. I mean, who takes the time to do that kind of crap?
I don't know. Either way, though, regardless of anything, as long as it's not this gigantic pillow of muff hair. You know
and
what
you
I'm
know
saying?
Who's, you know who's guilty of that? Japanese women.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Japanese women just need to learn.
So it looks like they've got buckwheat in a leg lock is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's sitting on Tina Turner's shoulders.
And 12%. Only, and I'm really kind of surprised by this, but only 12% of men actually like it to be totally bare. That
that's not. I like it bare. I'm I like sorry. It bare. That's yeah. that's how it goes these
but
days.
But see, here's the thing: is I like it bare. I think that's fine. But I'm also okay with the triangle as long as it's trimmed and whatnot. And I'm also okay with a landing strip.
Greg likes the Sasquatch because nobody's ever actually seen Sasquatch. Just like Greg's never actually seen pussy.
I don't know. Why don't you give your mom a call?
She hey!
Again.
Hi-yo. All right. Yeah, we went a little bit callback in there, but that's all right. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We hope to tell all of your friends how crazy it can go. Because, you know, it started out pretty good, then it went down, then it went up, and then all of a sudden we were repeating ourselves. But, you know, it's always worth a good listen. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Always. All right. Kings of the Podcastle. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher. Go tell all your friends. Hurry up. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, my friends.
Adios.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
Yeah. That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your badge from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing us a song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was. is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me. I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm with. You. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about
that. Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.